Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Again, Sam Cooke. Great tune. All right. Another edition. And I don't have anything new to talk about. The same theme. Same theme. You know, I was having this thought in my mind about the difference between a live human being and their deceased. And I happened to find a singer, African-American singer. Name is Timmy Euro. And I am not acquainted with this singer. But every now and then, I'll be going through a playlist of singers, and you know, there's a lot of singers that I don't know. Never heard them or anything. So, but I would, based on what they're singing, I would like to hear how they sound, you know, whether or not it gets my soul. You know, what I want to point out is difference between alive and deceased. And I happened to pay some attention to this before. So this is just another picture that reminds me of the same observation that I make. Well, each time you make an observation and you just, you don't feel all that great about your observation, and sometimes you do. But I always get affected by, you know, like a gorgeous looking a female, and you know, this Timmy Euro has passed away now, but I realized that I feel something about her voice. No, kind of cautious, yes, but the presentation, taste of the voice, you know, is, I find out that it, I like to listen. I listen just about almost all of the album and the playlist. But she's very nice looking. Very nice looking, I mean, in my eye. And she has full eyes. And, you know, it's like a live person looking at me. And it makes me think, imagine. What is it about a life person that draws such attention? Dear, whether or not we notice it or not, but you look at a dead person, there is no attraction. If you look at a dead person, there's no attraction there. Like when you look at a live person, whether the person is nice looking or not, but as long as the person is alive, oh gosh, come on. There is another thought relevant to this thought is that you see some nice looking men. The woman is not all that pretty. And not all that pretty. And I have to say that I have an indwelling attraction for beautiful woman. Here's a barrier broken down once I look at a beautiful girl or woman. You know, something about the facial structure, eyes, your nose, on your lips. That that thing of attraction, you know, amounts to attraction, right? So, but I am concerned about this, the difference between when you're alive from when you're dead, for a much stronger reason. Because, especially for the fact that sexuality is such a powerful thing that I don't know of anyone who have developed over their sexual feeling. And we are given intelligence to control our feeling. And of course, it's not 100% that you can control your feelings. We have a certain level of control, but beyond, be very careful. Very careful. You see? And sometimes just get out of the area of certain type of attraction, because you can lose that level of consciousness that you have about your behavior. You can start misbehave yourself, you know, if you let loose too much and don't maintain your caution level. So last of all, what I'm really saying is the live person, the difference between when you're alive and when you're dead. Now, I'm thinking how I look at a picture of Kimi Euro, and she doesn't look like she's dead. That's so elusive life can be when we think, right? And be honest with yourself. Because not unless we are honest with ourselves and the way we feel and think, we're not going to get through the door, you know, to become, to have that amount of balance, equilibrium balance in our thinking, and how we can cause or generate a certain amount of psychological power when we look at certain things. And to develop that proper understanding about ourselves and the way we live. You know? So I have to confront the passion that is inside and distinguish between what you must realize when you see things. You have to develop a realization of coherency. You have to be coherent. So I think how easily we can get carried away and lose that proper sense of direction. You know, I take it to the limit and face the way I feel when I see, especially some like a woman, because really hard to have problems with other things, but the mating sense that we have, given that is not something that we don't generate. It is an internal thing that works all on its own. Like we say, when we go to sleep, and you sleep for quite a few hours, I did get a little lesson about when you fall asleep, for the next 30 minutes, you are sleeping at a certain frequency, right, for 30 minutes, and that within that time, give and take, you are up to be awakened by sounds or touch or something like that, right? Whilst you are on that 30 minutes frequency, your brain is regulating the depth of our sleep, right? So it's easy to wake up in that first 30 minutes of your sleep. And then after that, it's like your consciousness becomes more dense. So that you are shielded off from certain sound. I mean, it's something have to go on bad before you would get out of that depth of sleep, that frequency, deeper sleep. You know? So people who are easily awakened within the first 30 minutes, they get into a deeper sleep. You could take them up and carry them away, right? That deeper sleep, that number two frequency, that's it. Now imagine that when you're in that deep sleep, right? What do you care about? Tell me. All right. In the first 30 minutes, you fall asleep. What do you care about? Only thing that you don't care about, nothing, you're sleeping. You're disconnected from conscious thinking and interaction. You're not into that, right? But you're not at the deepest sleep yet. I am saying, if we are not allowed to be doing business while we are sleeping, that's a serious thing. Right? Yeah. That is serious. And we take these things for granted. We are not to take it for granted and behave like, you know, we control what makes us live. Apart from heating food, now you didn't even make the food that you're eating. You drink water, you didn't make the water either. Right? And whatever you do, I mean, you just didn't. It doesn't matter what. How you acquire it or something like that. But water is something that the providential powers give us these things. So what we now, since the white people, they come about, it's a new world order, they say. AD Anno Domini. It's the reason why civilized people, whether you're Chinese, Indians, or whatever, not talking about Indo-European, not talking about them, because them, you can't really talk certain kind of a sense to them, because they're sodomite, no matter what you think. They are sodomite culture, and they are not civilized in the sense of intellectual civility. They are not that civilized. They are putting on a lot right now to be the way they are. They were not like you see them. And they are shut off. You see, like when we sleep, and I talk about that first 30 minutes of sleep, our brain is doing something, but our heart is beating, and every part of our body is working. But our consciousness is not with it at all. Now, think about that. Think about why, when we fall asleep, we are no longer tension or watch anything. All right. Well, in like manner, when you are awake, your ability to pay attention to things, there you have, if as long as your brain is sane and you're sober, you have a wide range of authority there over what you do. As long as your perception is good, your judgment is good, you are able to work within that scope. Certain things you just don't do. All right. Well, why is it that the white people who come from Homo erectus and interbreed up with Neanderthals and some with the African hybrid people, why is it they are a sodomite culture and it's fine with them? Why is it that they come now, different from before, 2 million years or so, they never know nothing about law, orderly society, and none of that? Now, I'm talking about the way our brain works. And why is it that people in general can be altered, but most of all, talk about these white people creating all of the problems in the world. White people. Now, you may say, well, then I'm talking very biased or hateful or something like that, but I am not. I'm being objective. Because for a lot of people, it's all right, white people in our territory, we're all right, like in America. But when you hear they talk about Israel, what do you think when you hear like the president is talking about Israel? And they have army over there, like in Iraq, and they go to Libya and kill Gaddafi and stuff like that. He's the president. Presidency, Obama and Hillary go to Libya and kill Gaddafi, and you don't hear nobody say nothing about it. All right, but I'm focusing on the the brain ability. Why the white people don't find anything wrong with fucking their ass? Why in their mind it's okay? Well, they are evolved creatures. When you talk about the early hominid, that's where they come from. Second development of humanity. They are not altogether human. Okay? Based on the fact that they are, like, you know, butterfly come out of caterpillar. Right? So a caterpillar will do something and become a butterfly. That's something, you know? All right. But talk about the brain and the pituitary glands. The pituitary, and you have the endocrine glands. What are those things, the glands? The organs, right? So what the glands are and the organs, what are they creating? So the glands and organs, we can't do it without our glands and organs, because the organs are actually creating a substance that similarly to what a lot of manufacturers create. You notice manufacturers only create certain things, right? So all of them create their things to make the world go round with stuff. So I'm talking about, why is it that the brain of different things make the things behave different from others? Now, interbreeding is something that you have to pay attention to. Because remember, life is in the blood. And when you're talking about your chromosomes, you're talking about your your genes. We're talking about blood. Blood that makes these parts function in the body. See? So the thing is, you see, animals in general mate with each other. Birds mate with each other. Right? And I have never seen a case where a dog mates with a cat. And as friendly as they behave at times, but they are not intimate with each other sexually. Now, you know, and therefore, animals that we hold as lower than us, don't have sense like us, they too have anus and vagina. Right? Yeah. A lot of animals that we have, we can see that they are pretty much like us human beings. We only shape different. However, we have a lot in common. The way we walk and they walk and stuff like that. They don't run like a wheel. You know, we walk and cover distance. Right? Yes. So, I'm talking about this because
of the difference between when we are alive and when we are dead. So what I am being conscious of is how easily it is for me to lose my senses. I'm very, very conscious about that. That it doesn't take a lot for me to lose my concentration and to start to, you know, frazzle out. A lot has to retain the rule of power and operate to make us keep our sense or awareness to do things the right way. Something critical is going on in our brain that we are not too conscious of. So we go on like we make ourselves, we are supplying our own needs to live. And it's not true. Because everything that we have is given to us. What about breathing? You breathe, right? And you know what it is to mess up your breathing, right? Right, a lot of things you can do that mess up your breathing. And, you know, a lot of people smoke and it affects their lungs. And some other things mash up your kidneys and stuff. We don't really make ourselves. We do not. All right. When it comes to the African people now, and the problem that we have with the white people, because the white people have seized everything black people have. What law did they use to do it? They are just crazy mad because their brain don't allow them to have sound judgment and conscience and stuff like that. They do not. And what you see white people are doing right now, they're doing it because they have years and years of practicing what black people do. Yeah. Because they don't follow like people who say, well, believe in the present. They don't business with the past. You just can't do that. Because if you do that with certain things, you're doomed. You're doomed. White people, you read the history, they were not anywhere what you see they are today. And what would bring you to consciousness with what I'm saying is that how long white people been around and where on the planet they live. Now, since I got into the World History textbook, you know, there are pages where it gives you scientific information, right? Like it tells where, and it also distinguishes between who are called ethnic people, right? The World History textbook, the science portion, shows who are civilized. If you didn't know, know now. Now, the Chinese, the Indians, the Arabs, and the other, what they call them, colored people, all of us are bundled together as a civilization. All of us. Not the white people. Because what the ethnic people have in common? Sexuality. Sexuality. Chinese, Indian, Hispanics, and the others that I, you know, unable to keep repeating them, but the ethnic people. And, you know, you can, if you like, call them by, let's say, their species and what differ us as ethnic group, subgroups, right? Like if you say the Indian, we belong to the same civilization because of our sexuality. And we are the only civilized human beings created that way. So you have no problem interbreeding with each other, whichever. If you're Indian and you want to intermingle with Arabs, that's fine. Mingle with the Chinese, that's fine. Hispanics, that's fine. Because we are of the ethnic bungle. Right? So, if you never value your sexuality before, you better do that now because it determines everything about you. As a male, your sexuality is very crucial. And to your understanding, you need to have a knowledge of why you're a man, what makes you a man, have glands and organs inside of you. And that's what makes your designation, make you a male and woman. So it doesn't matter how you look, whether you're pretty or you're ugly or what, but your sexuality, common governing power over your existence. Whatever you come in by nature, a male or a female, that's it. So people who are talking about they have problem with their sexuality and all of that, they're only seeing these things. I'm only reading about these things since these white people sodomites inoculate the world with their sodomy. That's how I see all of these problems coming on. And they are now bringing black people. There's no acceptance for white people among black people. There's no acceptance at all. But they come in to convince us that it's all right. It's all wrong. It is all wrong. And it is to our benefit to cut it out. It benefits them because they fuck us and they like it. We don't have that brain to do that. And if we have some of our people who gone off into sodomy, the white people is to be blamed. They are to be blamed. Because you see white people marrying now and say they have spouse and stuff like that. Where they get it from? Everything concerning society is established by the gods of heaven. Gods and not just gods, but gods and goddesses. These white sodomite criminals. Then why is it that black people take it natural or, you know, as on nature stay and the devil stay? Why we accept the black people them killing the black people all the time? Why black people adjust to that? Why they adjust to these white people take away everything that is bequeathed to the black people? They come, right after we are settled and have our life going, they come in and say they have imperial colonialism to remove black people wealth from them. And they said they write a Bible too with all of the black characters in there and write a black God that tells them, white people, to kill black people and take away the land and force you to be a Christian. Kinds of mud, a septic tank kind of a perception and conviction black people accept. Black people accept it, you know. But that is happening because the white people them brainwash us to read Bible and to believe wise men are follow star. Believe Adam and Eve in a garden and a God said, don't eat the fruit, don't touch it and all that. And even though that scripture is contradictory, God in the Bible admit when the talking serpent said, you shall not surely die, but you will be wise as God. God came in and confirmed, talking serpent said. You think that talking serpent was what? What was the talking serpent? Now, just to show you that black people is in very, very bad shape when it comes to mental performance. You can't read these things in the Bible that doesn't have real identity. They made up. And they made up because these white sodomites don't have anything real. They don't have themselves information. And they've been here like 2 million years ago. And we just come here 300,000 to 200,000 years ago. They don't have anything to offer us. But now that they have learned from us, oh no, they don't want to hear that no more. They're still here sucking us out like ticks and the cow. And they will not accept that they have gotten some civility from us that makes them closer to a human. They will not accept that, but that's the truth in history. They don't care nothing about history. Don't you see? You don't hear white people talk about their history. They're talking about black people's history. Black people are in bad shape. Very bad shape. If that, because you see, nobody's going to help us. The gods, you know, they give us everything to take care of ourselves. Everything. The herb for when we are sick, we can heal ourselves. Now, we should not be taking up these white people, all kind of different jokes that they come in and say they're making for us. We shouldn't be a part of that, but because we dropped the ball, because we gone wrong, we can't stop these sodomites from doing the kind of thing that they're doing, even when they're killing us. Even when they're killing us, we can't stop them. Because right now, I have learned certain historic facts. And the Bible doesn't have no certified facts in there. There's none of the things in the Bible is certified by intelligent academic certification. None whatsoever. But if you go to a seminary and they have the Bible, they have someone certified to teach you the Bible. So how is it that to begin with, The Bible doesn't have any certification, but somebody needs certification to teach the Bible. What? What? Tell me about that. The day has come for white people to go back. They're not going to come go back there. You will see if you live long enough. And it may be not long, long, long. You know, you're going to see. We are living on too much nonsense, too much lies and hypocrisy and stuff that they make up and write in the Bible and put it on the black people's name. Now, don't tell me that they have a right to be here. They don't have no right. And oh, they come to be running a democracy government? They call it democracy? How did they come to do that? Where they get it from? Government being on planet Earth by kingship and kingship law codes. Gods and goddesses living by the calendar, the zodiacal calendar. And when they created us, we live under their calendar. These sodomite faggots come in and say they have an AD and a Domini calendar. They never lived under the zodiac calendar. But they come now and decide that they're going to rule everybody, rule over the black people, take away what they have, for they are making up their own calendar. And it's, look, wherever, they're not coming from anywhere that is not sodomite. They have sodomite origin. Calling out loud. So, I ended up. I am still talking about when we are alive from when we are dead. You don't want to be alive and behave like you're dead. You need to know the information. You can't read that Pope and Paul apologize for the sins of Catholics, and black people are Catholic and Catholic priests, black people. Do you know how crazy? And you know how modified your brain has to be. Even the liberty that has been given to you as bequeathed from your creator. The gods, here's this confusion between the gods and the god, the the monotheism, spirit god, you can't see him. Why is there confusion between historic creation of human being, not the entire universe? But the human being, the civilized human being, the world history tells you that we are no more than about 300,000 years creation. Right? That's far, far different from the white people them, you know, so low down on the totem pole of human intelligence. They had to learn over the past 12,000 years. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about their interbreeding stuff. They are the ones to admit today that they mingled up with Neanderthals. Because, see, the standard of civilization, when you read about the Neolithic age was drawing to a end. And then the Bronze Age came in at 3 that was 4,000, right? And over that 1,000 years, then there is the Bronze Age that came in at 3,000 BC, right? And here we have it, that you don't have any account of white people in this historic account. What is in the historic account is where they originate, who are their ancestors. The World History textbook gives us, and they are not civilized. White people are not civilized, right? And if you think that I am wrong, I always want somebody to call me and straighten me out. And we are at a reasonable time, about 45 minutes now. You can call me at 347-850-1358. Call me. Let's talk about this. Because, you know, people all around the world listening to the things I say. And it's unfortunate that people are afraid to join the conversation with me. And I'm talking the most critical things that pertains to our existence, our life, and how we mingle together. You see, but look, it is a bad stage in our lives right this moment, because when you have white people in the position that they are in right now, it's the cat guarding the milk. You see what I mean? There is no space for white people to talk about they are governing black people. There's no space in intelligence for that, because the histories there that narrate what they have been doing over the past 2,600 years. Why are we in this position here today where they are governing black people? They can't govern themselves. Killers, they're murderers. And only imitating black people intelligence. That's it. See, when they call themselves, why should we allow them to call themselves by our name? Shift into our, in our conduct and everything like that. Why do they make up the church for black people? And teaching for gospel of Jesus. And all of this amounts to one big lie. There's nothing in the Bible that concerns black people. But black people uphold the Bible. You read prehistory before the flood. You don't read the Bible, because the Bible talking about the flood, it is not doing it as a historic favor to anybody. Because they're not talking about the history. The stuff that they are talking information that is mingled with fiction. Things that are imagined, things that somehow can be twisted together, morph up together, and it's not the history. They're talking up all kind of other things and make it sound like it is something real.
right?
So white people are not civilized enough. Clear never ever were to rule over black people. Find no history to show you that. So take it clear, all the old bunch of pollution is in the world because of these white people and because they have learned from the black people over the past 12,000 years. I'm playing with that. It's obvious. And black people don't want no history because white people set the bait for them of delusion. Set the bait of delusion. And today, black people don't really have certainty of how they are to live. They don't. Now, good thing I had the mind I wanted to know. Otherwise, I wouldn't be knowing anything either. I would be still there if unbutting, maybe don't agree with certain things, but no way to correct anything. I'm telling you that to bring in these white people, well, they came in and manhandled the African people. And see what they did with the Indians, according to, if the record is straight. I don't think it's all Indians, but that's what it says. I have a research on that. But the black people are been in this country like maybe 26 or 15,000 years, long before these folks were ever able to read and go anywhere and even imitate good. Okay? Black people couldn't imitate good when we were leaving out of Africa and come to the Western world. White people could not help themselves with anything. 1,000 years, this was when they really made contact and was able to start behaving like this. People want to learn something. They did learn. But they couldn't change their sodomite nature until they just decided that, okay, we want the African hybrid people to come over to us. So what they're going to do, once they make up the AD and Adamani bogus calendar, right, they get us underneath that, all of their problem would be solved. Would be solved, right? Well, they make a lot of things and endorse their own things. And guess what? Never good from the start. You see what I mean? You don't expect that they are fucking each other's ass, which is not a civilized thing, number one, and with animal as well. You know, not just one animal. It's like not all of the animal them as much as they can. White people make love with them. And now we are fighting now to keep them away from African people's ass. And what I'm saying is that they distort our brain until we don't even find out that they have the Bible full of codes, right? You're read about Jesus Christ, but you don't realize that Jesus Christ is not around. Why you read and call Jesus Christ? You know, it will never be real. You see, and you don't understand what went on in Palestine, where they call Israel. You know why it is called Israel? I know black people call it Israel, you know. It's them. Honest fucking white people. Only they have the attraction to fucking somebody's ass. They do it. Only them. Okay? So, when I'm telling you, drop the calendar, the AD and Adamani calendar, you better take it serious. The same AD and Adamani. You don't see how many black people they kill with the AD and Adamani over the past 2,000 years. It's not a joke. And you hear them talking about it's their country and all this stuff like that. Yes, they have the death noose in their hand, restricting black people from all of their own inalienable rights. You don't have none because these sodomites furious because you don't show them that you have any sense by going to church with a Bible. And this guy come along and telling you, say, hey, the church is not for black people. And you think that is the only thing for black people. You don't hear, you don't understand. And they have you by the noose. By the noose. If you take, you don't take these white people serious. Or you probably know that don't fool around with them because they kill you in 2 seconds. Well, you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book My Life. I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you, I know some, I'm not ungrateful. I know that there are people out there listening to me, but they are far away. Now and then somebody might stop by in the chat room and, you know, have a little chat from there, but I cannot get anyone lately. I used to have, you know, a few frequent people that listens to me. I think they graduate and they go off now and flying on their own, which is great. All right. Now, and I used to be able to get, you know, like one of my frequent listeners to come on every now and then. He doesn't do that often, but he comes on now and then and we would chat something. And you'd ask some questions and stuff like that. And we get along like that. But it's quite a few weeks now. I haven't seen him. I don't know. It's covert. What is going on? If anything happened, I don't know. Anyway, what I'm saying to you is that the position that we are in today is bad. Because these white people are alien and strangers of a different culture. And they don't business with black people to screw with them or none of that. None of that. And if you think that you're not interested to know the history that tells us, it's up to you. You know, because somehow we're going to live and dead. But it's not a nice thing to live and don't examine the history that is a record. And leave off the Bible. That is not a record of the past. God is lying in the Bible about Adam and Eve would die if they eat the fruit. That wasn't talking about after they're dead. You know, no, they're talking about in your lifetime right now. You're going to dead if you touch that fruit. And the serpent come in and said, no. Yeah, but what about that? That it could not be no serpent like they're talking about in the Bible. And who is writing those things in the Bible? It's white people. White people writing. If we cannot be afraid to speak the truth, you see what I mean? That they have their home to go. We don't have any place else. But what they come here and tell us, we don't have. You know, they evict us. And you have to pay them, you know, a bag of the wealth and the little bit that you are working hard to get. They want some of that too. You don't understand what's going on. I said white people are criminals. White people are terrorists. White people are sodomites. White people are 100% uncivilized. They don't belong in our territory. A.D. and Adamani is for them that fuck ass, not us. And there's nothing that they can do about it because it's true. They still have my tweet on Twitter. They won't answer. They won't answer it. They need to answer my tweet. It's still here. Thanks for your appeal. You appealed one tweet. Ancient Reader. That is my name for the account, right? And time has come to toss out of World Society the sodomite pontifex, AD Anno Domini New World Order and U.S. Presidency by intellectual knowledge. The 509 BC coup, terrorist gang, it's them that spread a cancerous psychological depression worldwide with Abraham monotheism, Christianity, hoax, fraud. Over 2 years and 4 months now, they have this tweet on appeal that they blocked. And they are holding out that I will delete the tweet, that they don't have to bother rule on it. I'm not doing that. They say, please note that while we review your appeal, you won't be able to access your Twitter account. We will take a look and we'll respond as soon as possible. If you would rather just delete your tweet, you can cancel your appeal. Now, if I wanted to cancel my appeal, they wouldn't have to tell me to do it. These sodomite idiots. They don't have any sense. They think they have sense, and they think what they're doing, they're running the world all right. They're running the world the way they want to fuck ass and do what they want to do, and they don't care nothing about black people, because here is their land now. And AD Anno Domini, they think, that's what I'm telling you. Crap, AD Anno Domini. And I tell you what, they try without wing and go back where they come from. Because they are not here on anything. It's just because our people have just been fooled for centuries now. Right? But look, the light has come. We understand. We understand principles of law. We understand legal jurisdiction and jurisprudence. These fucking ass can't understand jurisprudence. What they have a federal government is not jurisprudence. It's fucking ass uncivilized white people going and mash up civilization. Do you get that? That's what it is. All they know to do is kill. They kill four of their presidents. Four of their own president they kill. And if you listen to John F. Kennedy and things that he talks about, you may have a good sense as to why they kill him. I don't know a lot about some of the other ones there, right? But it is mostly for their sodomite democracy politics, though. These guys don't cooperate with their, extremists. Lack of, civilized understanding, right? So they want somebody like Donald Trump. They want somebody like Donald Trump who don't have no more sense than making money. You see, they don't care about outside sodomite people. They don't like the people who are not sodomite. Did you know that? White people only are about their own sodomite culture. That's it. Why do you think they come here and make laws to marry everyone who wants to turn faggot? Why do you think they come here and do that? Did they marry people in Europe before they come here? No, they didn't. So how do they have banks and all these kind of stuff now? Because black people turn fool, turn idiot. You see what I mean? And black people will not even take the time to learn. You know, so instead, they revere the Sodomite white people. I'm telling you before it's too late. Get your stuff in order. Yeah. Get your stuff in order. Because believing foolishness you don't understand, not getting you anywhere, and you think you ought to have belief and faith in it. Come on. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. You're not in good shape with white people nowhere. Nowhere. See, they come and take over because they find out that we can assume a lot and we overlook a lot and stuff like that. No, but we are the one that has, we are the one that have civilization. They don't have none. They don't have none. And the way we sit around with our civilization is enough to make them realize that, you know, they have to push us out of the way because we don't know what we're doing. This is what is happening. Why they take over all the institutions for black people. How did they get to that? Trace the history and you will find out. But if you don't want to read history, you want to read fucking Bible, then that's what you're going to get. White people strip you of every liberty that you have and there's nothing you can do about it. And the next thing is you will have to decide to fuck ass because that's what they in wanting you fed up. They love delicious, new, stinking ass. White people. You see? Now they're playing like they are civilized because they want to get rid of all of the black people, I mean, with any kind of a mouth or something like that. That's what's going on. They have done. They're not retracting nothing because they don't know that they're wrong. Anything they steal, they hold on to it until they are dead and you must come out of business. Black people don't mean anything to these honest fucking white people. You understand that? I'm telling you because it's true. I'm telling you because they don't have any government that they're using. They're using fucking, Cleve bubble system. That's what they're using. If you don't get yourself in order, you will be doomed. You will be damned. Really, start reading the right information. All right. Now, heroic uncivilized Indo-European AD Anadamani, a dead notion. Oh, the stench. Oh, the stench. It's not only when you smell stinking flesh. It's another kind of comparison. You see, comparison to the actual stinking flesh. You have psychological stinking flesh. You see, it depends on what you're describing. This is what we have going on right now with AD Anadamani and some of civilized people in the world aren't able to do anything about it. You see, because why do we accept AD Anadamani calendar? And read about where it come from too. It's a place that's full of shit. Where AD Anadamani come from? That they have transacting all the business around the world. For me and for you. I inherit this. I inherit this whole bunch of fucking white shit that absolutely have no authority over nothing on planet Earth, but them have authority about everything. All right. The thing about it is they just need to prove that they have control with AD Anadamani. Tell where it come from. Come on. Come on. You see? If we allow them to come here and just kill us and they just laugh and eventually take over the place forever and ever. You know, come on. No, it's not going any further than this. The truth must be known. And these fucking grudgeful, bad mind, honest fucking white people must go back where they come from. It's a curse on them. Let the wrath of the gods and the goddesses fall on these white, honest, fucking, uncivilized people. It us. It was designed for us, not them. And they find out, oh, because they fuck us and they learn to read a little bit, they can come and drive us out of where we are. That we don't even have mouth to speak anything that makes sense as far as they are concerned. Look how long they've been here. Nobody come close to moving them a little bit over to the other side. No. 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 They managed to brainwash everybody into thinking everything is all right. Work along with them into, you know, I mean, as long as the other one, you know, get to fuck all the ass they can and gradually trying to do. It's not going to happen. I want to see more tornadoes. You understand? Let them take a flight. Now, this is the way they talk to African people, if you don't know. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. Now, if you don't understand anything that I read a while ago, I don't think I read it all that bad that you can't understand, right? I'll even try to read it over another time if you like. If you understand what I have just read, this is my understanding of it. They invaded Palestine. And it's about 100 years that they spend before they destroy Jerusalem, temple and everything. AD 70. That's under their calendar. Under the Sodomite calendar. But if you count from 63 BC to 70 AD, it's pretty much 100 years since they invaded and since they go on and fight a four-year war to 70 AD under the, because once the century of BC ran out, because they were running out the zodiacal calendar that all African people are originated, created by that and under that calendar. Okay? And do you understand the 12 houses of the zodiac? To understand, it is the gods that set this calendar up. And these sodomites are coming with A.D. and Adamani talking about the virgin birth and all kind of a fucking nonsense. I mean, utter nonsense. And because they know that they don't have any fact to set anything up, they come and they make the black people pay for what they are today. Yeah. They use the black people to pay for exactly who they are today. And black people are without alienable rights. And black people are so confused. Confused that they are reading the Bible about Adam and Eve and can't find out God is a liar. God is a fucking ass God. And you may think that I'm blaspheming. Blaspheming what? wake up out of your sleep. And if you think I am not better off, when I started to read and find out that world history is, it has the record of our ancestors, not the Bible. If you don't understand that, you know, you have in faith and belief in what is impossible to exist. And that's what these white people want us to be that confused so that we don't create no problem for them, because I am creating a problem for them right now. What I'm saying is a problem to white people, because for one, they can't stop the force that I'm speaking with, because I'm telling the truth. And if they could come up and argue freely as I do, then we would get somewhere, but they're not coming. They're not coming. But feel they have a right to take everything we have from us. And then they have a right to kill us as well. So I'm saying, the time passed for that now. The time passed for that. And they must think very carefully and find their way back to their own cultural origin. That's what they are supposed to do, because they're only feeding off us. Feeding off the black people is over with now. Feeding off of it, off of us, is all over with. The fat woman thing, know why you are here. You know why all of you are homosexuals, behaving like you are all natural people. We know that is not true. That is not true. But we're not begging you anything. We are commanding you to get out of our territory. That's all. John Weintraub, faggot, listen to what he said. When they go to Palestine, what they observed was nationhood principle. The civilized black people, they have that form nationhood. It was a commonwealth, right? Palestine, I read of it as being a commonwealth, all right? So this sodomite governor, John Weintraub, yes, they're all sodomites. You know, like the guy, he called himself king in the Congo, right? Remember him? Call himself a king? Yes. But they're all dead out after a while, like everybody else. What I'm doing here, I'm firing the bomb that they don't use. You see, they should be talking their bombs to us and let us understand them. What I'm talking is their own hypocrisy and lies and wicked domination over people who don't do them anything, but because they're fucking us for 2 million years and now they don't have any civilized sense to do anything, and they learn a little, and from they learn a little, this is what they do with it. A place that they invaded, this is what they have done. Take away the principle of nationhood and bring it come to America, Massachusetts Bay Company. You hear this? That's what these sodomites, Christian sodomites, do. And if you think Christianity is something good, just talk to me and let me, you know, tell you exactly what it is, because you don't know. You see what I mean? If they want to come here and kill us, it means it's something that didn't do them anything. So what erupted these sodomite white people all everywhere we go, they come and possess everything we have. What do you think is reasonable about that? What do you think is civilized about these, sodomite people? You think they are not really sodomites? They write about themselves in the Bible that they wrote, Genesis 18:19. You see? And they put black people wherever they want, and they put lots into a sodomite neighborhood. Why do they put lock there in a sodomite neighborhood? Why? They didn't want Lot's two daughters. These white people that we have all in all of our territories that we come and settle, they are uncivilized, batty fuckers. Honest fuckers, that's what they are. And if you want to friend them and make them fool you, it's up to you. You're hearing it now, what they do everywhere. How I come to find out. I grew up in the church, and how would I be convinced that, you know, they are the ones that make up the church? Because I start to read and find out. See, if you don't find out about these people, you will die in your ignorance. No joke about that. So I'm telling you what they do. And it's amazing how they're such an idiot. They're writing these things that we can come up and find out that, oh, they are dog or mongering and all that kind of thing. And all they are good for is to do evil in our territory and turn around and behave like, no, it wasn't evil, like what they do in Palestine. How do they go there with Caesar Augustus collecting taxes and fight a war 66 AD, and black people don't find out what they were doing yet? But singing and praising Jesus die on the cross for their sin, and Jesus paid it all, and all this kind of stuff. And the whole thing is a rotten, stinking rat that these people are smelling. The black people are smelling a stinking rat and think it smells good odor. Really? Because why? We don't realize what they were doing in Palestine. Right? And know that they call themselves Romans when they overthrow the king 509 BC in Rome. Right? The same Romans down there killing the black people as well. And they want us to think that, oh, they are not the Romans. They don't have any sense. Can't you see these white people have no comparable sense to the basic hybrid black people? It doesn't matter how fool we may be, and they come and make our lives more worse than, you know, the problem that we were having to develop ourselves. We have to be developed. We need to read and understand the world. We don't mess us up. And that's what they have done. Right? So they think that they got it all now. They have all the showcase of cars and all kind of business. Now these people are just billionaires all over the place. And they would want to think that, oh, we are begrudging them now. That we become a mocking stock. Really? Black people. Now, we are almost out of calling time. You want to tell me that people why are people so indifferent? Because I was always a nice guy. Still am a nice guy. But I must talk the truth. But the truth is not a popular thing. Reading, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, and all the things that went, you know, from antiquity to today. That's what they did in Palestine. And if you think I'm lying, this is in this little paragraph here. The document list falls, the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faith, course of evangelization, affronts, disrespect, to women, races, and ethnic groups. Remember I tell you about the ethnic group? And abuses of the rights of individuals. About some seven or so different things that they are apologizing for doing the black people. Come on. Imperial colonialism is something that you must think about. Because where is the law that operates AD and Adamani? Where is the law that operates that? When they invade and come here, how do they get government authority? Because government authority been here long before they come here. So they come here and kick out, just like they go to Saddam and kill Saddam and take over the country. You see that? And you see they were like monkeying around like they want to take over King John Hung place. Right? Whatever be the problem with King John Hung, they are a part of it. You see? Whatever is guilty of, they are the ones that come in, say, over the past 2,000 years and won't leave the African ethnic people alone. You see? And they behave like they are the greatest dignitary on earth. And they are honest fuckers. They are honest fuckers. At least they are in the culture of honest fuckers. And I don't have any doubt some of them may not be fucking ass. And that culture don't have anything to do with the heterosexual, with the ethnic people. They don't. So to come here and take over everything? Really? Nobody not willing to talk the truth? I don't know what the truth is. Now we know. We know what side they are on, and they don't care about the black people. Never did. Over the past 12,000 years, they learn everything they claim they want to know, including worship the God that created us hybrid. They were adoring those gods until they realized they learn what they want, and they are criminals they can fight their way to. And that's what they're doing today. That's what they're doing today. Now, when nature goes against them, they won't win that battle. Right now, they're not going to win this battle because nature controls everything. All these kind of stuff that they have written in the world is about Jesus and 12 disciples. Look at them with a table and 12 men. It's a sodomite, faggot setting. Just like God and Christ in the Bible. They are faggots in the Bible. Because the Bible don't have any redemption plan for nobody at all. And if you think so, that's where the problem lies. The picture, the mural that you have with Jesus and so-called 12 apostles. A faggot. They are faggots. You don't see. They started a story in Palestine with black people. And the one who they say crucified, they make him up as a main thief between two criminals. My friends, you would think those things look real. No, it's not real. What is real is that they were killing black people like they say. Hang them on cross because they don't like black people. You see, they are humiliating the black people every chance they get. Okay? You are in a good position with these white people talking about they're ruling you, but don't know them. They're pretending. Oh, they are pretending. Let me read some more of what they say to us. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood, which means black people nationhood, from the ancient Israel. You see, from how long they're there in Canaan. Another name for Palestine is Canaan, right? It's a long time that these people are there, generation after generation. And now these Sodomites invade them. For what? Why are they invading the black people's territory? And there is absolutely no case for them, because they are not civilized people to deal with us. Prior to that, they were underground criminals. You see, they were pirates. You see, land and sea. You see, since they learned little civility, they know how to be as serious a criminal like they want to, because they have a lot going against them, and then they have to like come as strong as they can. You see, if we don't have a higher tech to deal with them, they're gonna do it to us, right? So I'm telling you, a person cannot get through your defense if you have the truth on your side, and there's nothing they can do about it. All they would want to do is to kill you if they can. That's who they are. Fucking ass. I mean, people am not supposed to be out here, I'm telling you. But by now, you're all afraid of them. You don't need to afraid of them. You have the armor of the truth. You see what I mean? Because they are the ones that are going to eat the sour grape, messing around with the representation of the truth. Elohim God set up everything on earth. They can't deny that. They cannot deny that. But they can write all kind of trash and deny whatever they want to deny, because you know what? The breeze is not blowing high out there. They can do whatever they want. But when they come where the breeze is blowing, they know that, look, it's not the place to do it. You see, you can't beat that wind. You're going to get blown away. And this is exactly what is happening to them. When the truth begins to be spoken, and they can't resist that, they don't have anything, they will have to knock their way where, if they want safety, that's where they have to go. Because we are not short of invoking the gods. We get our stuff together and just, you know, pitish on them. We need to get rid of these white fucking ass people, them. We don't want them in around our culture. Okay? So I'm telling you how they go about just following us, and right here you hear this governor is involved in the same old nastiness of chasing black people and steal what they have. Okay? They think we're too simple and too foolish. Hone what is ours. And that's what they are going by now. So he is bringing the nationhood principles from ancient Palestine, they call it Israel, to Massachusetts Bay Company. You hear that? With no need for explanation. They're not to explain nothing to nobody at all, because they fucking ass, they can do anything they want. They don't care about no vagina stuff. They want ass to fuck. Why they? No, you got to know that they are demon possessed to want to fuck ass at that degree, that they have to come to America and show black people that they can have law to marry honest fucking people away from there. That's what they're doing. And black people, where's Marcus Garvey and all the rest of Dr. King and the Jesse Jackson and all this kind of stuff? Don't, you know, these guys in the church, but these sodomite makeup. So what are they talking about? You know, Farrakhan and Malcolm X was in the church. Malcolm X would be successful if he was if he came with the history itself, had that then to come with. A guy like Malcolm X, him should have the history book. Should not talk out there and make a more clever argument off of the system of the so-called honorable Muhammad. What's his name? Yes, but you see, you can't be successful in a lot of cases. You will not be successful if you don't have things set up properly, right? If you want to debate someone over an issue, what are you to do? Research the thing that you're going to debate, man. Don't assume that you know. Research it, because you're going to have a civilized dominion. You know, you can cite things, you know, you are not likely to just remember it. You know what I mean? So you get your stuff together, research it, and you got to come out on top, because you know how to blunt up and destroy anything that is not in line. Like I told you once, if you have never heard it, a judge, because I wrote the judge a letter. I wrote the judge a letter. And the judge decided that I have threatened her. So therefore, unexpectedly, I never thought that was remotely possible. But that's what happened. It was like I'm getting a gift to dish out what I know, right? I know I did not threaten this judge. And if this judge is trying higher, this judge will never be able to use words to prove that I threatened her bodily. So you imagine, how did I get in proximity with this judge? It's a female judge. I tell you, females are usually the wiser of the two species. When a woman is an idiot, she's a big idiot. But but the props, the nod goes to women. I mean, in my book, you know, women, I tell you, women, the greatest, you hear? Because without, you know, my mother, I wouldn't be here at all, you know what I mean? Women are the greatest and deserve honor that is adequate for being a female and the value of the female. So men are honored too. But hey, you know, when man, those where man are take, yeah, the man are make him a wife, and some of them call him, say, oh, them are the husband and the wife. I mean, you know, that's how destitute and mentally ill sodomite people are. You know what I mean? And for us to accommodate them, I mean, in this case, it's by force. But if it is by force, it must be made known that it is by force or held. But black people now say that they are held by force. They're not saying that. They're enjoying the Constitution. And I'm telling you, the Constitution is nuts. You see, the Constitution can never be a legal document. It's a sodomite document. It's not a joke. We have kingship here. You don't know that? Kingship. And we let them in like they are worth something. No. The lie and disgrace, the things, a lot of things that the gods have done on earth. Because they want to exalt themselves as preeminent people on earth. No. They are nothing more than terrorists. They started out with terrorists. Right here in this article, Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. It tells it here that they started out to use Inquisition and Crusaders to kill the bad people and take away what they have, banish them, and kill them, force them to turn Christian and all that kind of stuff. Come on, come on, come on. If you don't want to get, you are going to remain in ignorance and believing something that just don't go like that. All right. So this guy now, he's not explaining nothing to nobody. Just a bring this thing. But what is it? What is he transferring over to Massachusetts Bay Company? Think about it. Where do they come from? They're invading the African people everywhere and take over? Take over? Really, they're bad, and they are the smallest. I mean, the amount of African people scatter all over the world. These white people is a tiny fragment of the big human African world. You don't see that? They don't have enough people as the African hybrid people. They don't have that amount. They acknowledge that they are a tiny fraction of people, and they are having a strong impact on us. Because they are criminals and work out kind of a lie and cruelty to a people who are not accustomed to that way of life. You don't say? All right, but look, we have a stronger position. Because when you can look up at the sun and say, that's the sun, it's not the moon. Now, and somebody who's talking about the sun is the moon. Now, it's easy for you to drive them into the abyss. And they don't know what they're talking about. There's a big difference. A big difference between people who want to be something and people who are. And maybe have a misunderstanding about something. You just need to correct something. You see? And don't let nobody push you out of your zone. Right? So, here these faggots writing, and black people are out there, I mean, don't know what to do with themselves. And this is what the people are writing, and black people don't even want to read it. So, this led the Puritans to interpret scripture. And the way black people love scripture, they don't know scripture is not scripture. It's fucking ass. You don't see that? The scripture is about fucking ass. Because nothing in there true about Adam and Eve in a garden. You can't find the garden or nothing like that. Right? So it's a fucking ass book. And when you believe that and think it is true, you know, you're going someplace else. So, yes. So now they're happy with it. This, bring it on over to the Massachusetts Bay Company, right? This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately precious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. So America is a new Israel. Okay? That's what they're saying. Old Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of New England. The Massachusetts Body of Libraries, listen to that, of 1641. stated that if any man after legal conviction shall have or worship any other god, small G-O-D, but the Lord God, little God, he shall be put to death. See how they like to bring in, bring in cruelty into God, the God where you reverence. Most is the God that tell them to kill the black people. And you see, to know that it is a sodomite God in the Bible, the Old Testament and New Testament, Jesus Christ, and the white people, them writing it, and a gift to black people, for black people to believe it. Look and see here how they are telling you that if somebody go wrong, they don't cite the commandment to bring them to justice. No, they're talking about killing. You see? Just like God wanted cherubim kill Adam and Eve in the garden instead of redeeming them. You better start reading and know what you're reading. So it goes on to say, that was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality. Imagine they put that in there, like they are against those things. It lets you know the depth of their ignorance and their uncivilized mind, the white people there. I'm not talking about, you know, those bloody masses out there. They are the followers. They are the followers. And some people may not like the way things are going these days. And it's not that they are against their white culture, but it's like, you know, they like for being in America. Yeah. Right? And they would want to, like, probably be a little more reasonable. They don't want to see all of these wicked, cruel thing by the government, their government, right? However, what do black people have to do with white people, regardless of what they think? Our job is to get them out of our territory. You see what I mean? And if you are going to their church and subscribing to voting for them in power and stuff like that, you are in the AD Anno Domini, New World Order, telling you what they're taking away from the black people. And if you don't know, while they are carrying on and exalting themselves, this is a part of what they do, to give themselves an exalted society. You see, why they pretend. They pretend using some like positive things to pretend like they're okay, but they're not. They are sodomized. No joke about that. They have the law right now that you can go marry somebody just for their honor fucking. Yeah. Right now in America. If you think I'm joking, I'm not joking, you see what I mean? Oh, I'm serious. I am very serious. Now, I'm talking about this in the context that this is what they have done to us, you see what I mean? Which other kind of mind do you think they have? Like, me angry about other things? No. Now, why you are not angry when people steal from you, break into your house, steal from you and stuff like that? Why you're not angry about that? Well, this is what I'm talking about. They are right in front of our faces today. Flying plane and doing big business and everything like that. Simply because they find out that black people were not ready to do anything. You know what I mean? But they don't have anything to do with our place at all. Whether we do it right or do it wrong, we're not troubling nobody. All right? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. If you don't understand the real civilized world, hear it from me. The Bible is not about the civilized world. Now, it goes on to say he's going to kill you if you do these things. There's no repentance or forgiveness. So it goes on to say, adultery and kidnapping is a part of the thing that they, according to them, they said, the Massachusetts Body of Libraries, 1541, stated that if any man, after legal conviction, shall have or worship other God. I don't understand what is meant by legal conviction. What is legal conviction? Convicted of what? I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, he's tilting toward the side, whereas you are to worship God, according to them. Worship God. And if you worship any other God, the Lord God, and it's not saying it's a monotheism God either. No. It's just talking about Elohim God. Small God. A whole lot of them exist. And he says, yes, he shall be put to death. Was also prescribed. Death also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality, carriage. Homosexuality, adultery, and kidnapping. Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law books. The most notorious cases of major miscarriages of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft execution. See the Search for Christian America, PP, stood for the Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people. Really? So why they have to be taken from Palestine the principles of nationhood? Why they have to take that from us and download it in their Massachusetts company, Bay Company. Why? And using the scripture ultimately in an ultimately pretentious way and never have to say nothing to anybody about it. These are the special people, let us say, you know, the Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing the black people, national Israel. You understand that? Mm-hmm. So think about these white people that you're looking at and think that, you know, they're not backing down off of Jesus and the church. You understand that? And anytime you see somebody settle down in the church, you must understand that it's dangerous. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritan treatment of the Native Americans. Since the Puritans consider themselves God's chosen people, they conclude that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. the American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. He's saying it mildly. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, the Puritan massacre of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1537. And again, one more time, on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. This time is not the liquor God, is the G-O-D God, the spirit God. Captain John Mason declared, God laughed at his enemies. And that is what I have to tell you today. And hope that all be well and you be good, okay? Take good care.
Yeah. now. If I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, I throw myself up in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that's no, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on, cause I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, put me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, well, if He really does exist, why did He discern in my heart of me? I truly am indeed alone again. Seems to me that there are more parts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
Thank you. fire is burning, destroying and melting their gold, destroying and wasting their soul. Oh, right, Natty, right. Go there, ready, go there. Tell you what, now the people gather on the beat, and the leader tries to make a speech, but the dragon can tell them that it's too late. Fire is burning, men, pull your own weight. Fire is burning, men, pull your own weight. Natty Dread rise again. And he said, go to Jelly, go to. Go ride, Natty, ride.
Falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Thank you.